Murphy off the near board, centered one. Roenick couldn't kick it to the stick. Now the wraparound, he scores! Jeremy Roenick worked it loose on the far side, then wrapped it around the near post. And Roenick continues his torrid pace, his 47th goal of the year. And it's a 3-0 Hawk lead.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris. Our next guest played 18, 20 years in the NHL. How many years was it? Hold on a second. Let me turn on your microphone.
That would be a good idea, Pete.
He's already shut me out.
You know, I don't. I only come in here because I like you. Now you don't want to turn on my mic. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it.
You already made him angry, Pete.
I don't know. 18 playing years, 20 years off my life. You know, it wasn't my fault there was a lockout. So I came in 88 and I left in 2009. To me, that doesn't add up to 18 years.
You can see him weekly on NBC as hockey analyst, our buddy Jeremy Roenick, good old number 27. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
I love it. I love being in Chicago. And you know, this is a typical nice Chicago day. It's cold. It's, you know, we had a little bit of snow yesterday, which was amazing. So,
can we talk about yesterday? We got together yesterday morning and we all went to SoulCycle.
Awesome.
And you guys have done SoulCycle together before.
Look like I have. Pete, not so much.
I was watching you guys
sweating,
in class.
I was sweating straight vodka out of my forehead.
I was yelling at him. I'm like, Pete, pick it up. Pick it up. Get to the beat. Come on, pick it. And I see him struggling. I'm like, come on, get your feet to the beat. Let's go. And he's like,
had six knee operations. I need the dog a little bit.
I was wondering why you were going a little slower.
Yeah, but you know what? It was the buildup that got me going at him because, you know, he was sending me videos throughout the day. he sent me a video of him opening up his fridge to get some water, saying, hydrate, JR, I'm going to get you on spin.
I'm going to win this class.
Oh, by the way, I got the same video. Jane, it's time to hydrate.
Yeah,
this is
hydrate.
What it's all about.
Yeah, then he's in the car. He goes, I got this spin. I'm going to win this class. I'm like, well, first of all, you can't win anything in spin. But, you know, hey, listen, the fact that you showed up and the fact that you got it done and the fact that you got a good workout in, that's all that matters.
SoulCycle is a spinning class, but when you're in bike number one, which is right next to the instructor.
Yeah.
And I'm next to you. So I'm next to the instructor who's screaming at me, and then I'm next to a professional athlete. And I'm a guy that's had six knee operations, okay?
And you still finish the class.
I did.
That says something, you know? But you know, it's really important. If you're in the front row, you have to know how to ride because people are behind
you,
people are watching.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I'm the spin Nazi because if I'm behind somebody who doesn't keep up to the beat or the feet are slow, it totally messes my rhythm out because one thing I love about SoulCycle is it's like a dance class. You know, you're in there, you're actually dancing on the bike, you're moving your feet to the beat. Every time the beat there is the rhythm of your ride.
It is.
And when someone screws it up, you just want to yell at them and scream, get off the bike! You're messing me up! Don't be in the front row, get in the back.
I love that you're just in town for the weekend and you're like, I'm going to fit in a SoulCycle.
Well, you know what? It's... I've seen too many of my friends that have retired from the game and just blown up like a balloon. You know, they don't work out. They keep their same diet habits. Keep drinking the Bud Lights or the Coors Lights and the, you know, the Coronas and the vodkas. I gotta try to stay in shape.
You
plus
can do
I'm on
all
television.
That. Yeah, you got it. Television adds 10 pounds.
You know, Jane is the host of Living Healthy Chicago, which airs Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WGN TV.
Oh, so you would love what's happening in my household right now.
Tell me.
My wife is turning vegetarian now. Now vegan / vegetarian.
Yeah.
She's not like the, you know, the down your throat, you know, you can't, don't
eat
meat, don't this.
Yeah, that's tough.
But she's definitely a coaxer. You know, she
coaxes. Are you going that direction?
So I went to Vegas and she says, can you just do me one favor? Can we go to this one place? It's called the Modern Vegan.
Yeah.
It's in Vegas. And I said, all right, I'll go. We went there and I swear to God, it was one of the best lunches I've ever had. And I had biscuits and gravy. That was unbelievable. I couldn't even believe it. And next day she says, where do we want to go today? And I said, let's go back to the modern vegan. And the next time I went back, she had a pulled pork sandwich that tasted just like pulled pork. And I had a gyro that I couldn't even look like meat.
Isn't that most amazing when a restaurant that's vegan, you don't even miss that it's not meat.
It's unreal.
You think
you
it
just,
is.
If you can not wrap your mind around what you're actually eating because you don't really know.
You think you're eating a gyro.
But on the other hand, if you can't wrap yourself around somebody, you know, slicing up a pig and then, you know, and
you're
draining it with blood and all that crazy stuff, then. Actually, you know what's funny? My wife sent me video. She's in Hong Kong right now. and obviously a different culture. Yeah. So she was in the market, and in the market was about 10,000 species of animals hanging.
Yes.
You know,
they're pulling
frogs out of a bucket and then chopping them, and, you know, taking out chickens and slicing
right
their neck.
Right in front of her
face? Right in front of the neck. Ugh. So her friend that's with her is Nina Wells, David Wells, the pitcher.
Sure.
His wife is, they're together, and she's a big meat eater, and she's a big hunter. David Wells and her are big, they own a hunting farm up in northern Michigan, and she's sitting there, and she just killed like 10, 15 deer a month ago. She's in Hong Kong going, I'm never eating meat again. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, when you walk along the street and you see this the hanging animals, it's a turnoff.
It's unbelievable. I was in Korea for the Olympics. And it's about a 2.5 hour drive from Seoul to Pyeongchang, where we stayed in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And when you're riding down the highway and you're looking off to the side, they have fields, they have farms of hanging fish.
Yeah.
Fish hanging from stalks. And when I say like thousands and thousands and thousands of rows of hanging fish, and there's no water there. There's no water. The fish are just hanging there.
Are they hanging to dry?
Hanging to
probably.
Dry. Yeah.
Huh.
They're drying the fish on all these stalks. And wow. I'm like, that doesn't look sanitary to me, number one.
Not at all.
You know,
are they eating it right away?
Yeah. I guess. What else are they going to do? Yeah.
You know, by my house where I live, we have a lamb shop. And so sometimes if I drive by the lamb shop, they only sell lamb. Mm. That's it. I drive by the lamb shop on the right time and the right day, they open up the back of a truck and all these lambs are getting put into the store. Like, I am never walking in there again.
Are you sure that's not a front for something else?
Could
be. They only sell lamb.
That's what I'm dealing with in my household.
Let us know how the vegan goes.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I will.
Number 27, Jeremy Roenick in studio last night. This is what I love about you. You're a Chicago guy and Chicago embraces you. You come to town, you experience Chicago because you love this city. We did Soul Cycle. Yep. You had lunch yesterday with Jimmy Bannon. From the Purple Pig.
Yeah.
We love Jimmy.
I love Jimmy.
We love him.
Jimmy and his dad are such staples in the city with their food and their culture. Jimmy is actually blowing up as one of the best chefs in America.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, so with his Purple Pig over here, and you know, he's got the other place right over here in Fulton. What's it called? It's a Euro, the big Euro place that he opened up. It's just
I feel awful that I don't know this because I love Jimmy Sr. and I love Jimmy Jr. I got to get right over there.
It's unbelievable. It's right down the street.
They rock the bandanas too, don't they?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
They do. He's a good looking dude. Yeah,
right.
He is. But I'll tell you, they're great. Jimmy's awesome. He's always has a place for me because it's a hard place to get in, Purple Pig.
It's such a hard place to get in. You know, he always has a place for me too. He sees me standing in the corner. He's like, just get over here.
But I'll tell you what, if anybody in Chicago is not ever been to the Purple Pig, it's literally one of the best food experiences you've ever had.
And the thing is, he changes it up and he has such unique ideas and great recipes. I know. There was something in there. It was like squash a couple of years ago. I'm like, I won't eat that. He's like, just try it. Yeah. Just try
How about the pig's ears?
My favorite.
Pig's ears are so good.
We just went from vegan to pig's
ears. One of my favorite things by far is the cornbread that has feta and honey on it. It's like, okay, I can die and go to heaven right now.
The last time we were in there, we had this broccoli dish. I don't even know what was in it, but the flavor was just off the charts. It was so good.
And their wine selection, because they do all wine.
The wine selection is off the hook.
But they don't have American wines. They have wines from all over the...
It's nice.
Yeah, so it was really, really crazy. Definitely everybody out there support Jimmy and Purple Pig.
And last night, Aurelio's. These are your guys.
I love Aurelio's.
Yeah, Big Joe. Joe Aurelio has been so good to me. His family is wonderful. I eat a lot of pizza, don't get me wrong. Aurelio's is the best pizza. I will tell you. Their sausage pizza.
It's so good.
Is without question the best on the planet. Now you can go to New York, you can go to LA, you can go to Chicago, I don't care where you go, but their sausage pizza is amazing, and I had like three pies last night. And it was great. Everybody came out to support me. I'm just so blessed to come here in Chicago and have such great support and so many good friends, and we had a lot of fun, signed a lot of autographs. Watch the Hawks game, Hawks and the Golden Knights. And
what do you think about the Hawks this season? I mean, high highs and low lows. Yeah. We'll win four straight and then we'll lose five.
Well, they've turned it around a little bit here lately. Well, they've won 9 of their last 12 or 13. So, you know, they were last place in the league.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're only six and a half, seven points.
Everybody wrote them off.
Out of a playoff spot. So listen, if they can continue this streak, and if Patrick Kane can continue playing the way that he is playing, and even Jonathan Toews playing as well as he's playing, if the Hawks make the playoffs, I think Patrick Kane wins the MVP.
God, he brings
year.
It every game, doesn't every game. He?
He's just, I said on the air the other night in my show for NBC, you know, they talk about the best players in the world, Sidney Crosby, yep. Connor McDavid, and I put Patrick Kane right there, top three. Awesome. He's literally my top favorite three, I think, best players on the planet, because all the little things that he does. But he's learned to be a professional.
He has.
Every single night he takes care of himself. He's got pride in the way he plays and the way he prepares. And, you know, I think he's become a true leader on that team. And, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit for that.
And as a fan, it's fun to watch him play.
Yep.
To watch him, like, pull out the tricks that he does.
Unreal.
I mean, I don't know anything about hockey, but I'm a fan because I like watching him.
And I think that tells a lot about a player when you don't know the game very well, but you see somebody that really goes, oh, wow, he's different.
Right.
Wow, he does things that, you know, that really intrigue me and excite me. And that's what Patrick Kane does. And so I hope they make the playoffs. It's going to be a tough road. You know, Cam Ward's going to have to play some great hockey. Dolly has been playing well, but, you know, they picked up a good defenseman at Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Yeah.
Jane, they picked up a guy from Tampa Bay. His name is Slater Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cuckoo. We definitely need a guy named Cuckoo on the team.
Yeah, he's from Tampa. I mean, Tampa's loaded with players. Willing to give up a couple, but yeah, he's a good defenseman that I think will
cuckoo.
Definitely help out.
We got a cuckoo now.
Cuckoo. Yeah. I love it.
You have cuckoo. A lot of cuckoos, actually.
We really do. One of the things about Kane is seeing him having fun on the ice. When he's having fun, we enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and listen, you got to give a lot of props to Jonathan Toews, too, because he had an atrocious year last year. And he's the first guy that came out and said, you know, that's not acceptable. I can't come back and have a season like that. He came back in great shape, and he's been fantastic this year, back to this, you know, to his dangerous playing days that he
good.
Was before. And he's one of the best leaders. I think DeBrincat's so much fun to watch. He's just great. I think this Gustafson has really turned into a really good player. So they got some good things going on. I think if they make maybe one or two more moves, I think they have a shot to make it. I actually made a bet with another radio show out in Buffalo. The Instigators, a couple guys that I used to play with, that the Hawks make the playoffs. They said no. I said yes. So it's a $100 bet. So
oh. You know, Kaner's South Buffalo kid.
That's right.
I know.
Right. I met Kaner's uncle.
Did you?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
He came up to me and actually mentioned something about the Instigators. He listens to me every Wednesday with them. And God, what a great guy. It's Patrick's dad's brother.
He's got a great family, man. Yeah.
My fiancé, Kurt's entire family, Buffalo, all hockey.
By the way,
some of the nephews know him.
Our number one market for NBC. We have more people watch. More people watch NBC, our telecasts at night from Buffalo than any other market in the country.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
I go to more Sabres games than I do Blackhawks games. And
way,
I'm in Chicago
by the way,
more than
fun
I'm in
to watch now.
They're yeah,
fun
they're
to watch.
So fun
they
to watch.
Skinner, who's the second highest leading
goal
scorer.
What about Eichel?
You know,
Eichel's
Jane,
amazing.
We're the flagship station for the Blackhawks, WGN.
I love the Blackhawks, but the odd thing is that I'm always in Buffalo at the Sabres game.
Come on, we can talk about Buffalo. They're in the East.
By the way,
we talk about the Hawks.
Sabres tickets are a lot easier to get because they weren't very good, but now they're good and they're a little bit harder to get.
By the way, it shows you how great Chicago fans are that the team at one time was in last place this year, and still you go into that building
selling out,
sold out.
Yeah, can't get a ticket.
You know, that's why this is the greatest sports city in the world.
Number 27, Jeremy Roenick in studio. Quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit, maybe talk some golf.
Hey, let's do it.
All right,
I'm good at that too.
It's 720 WGN.